Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are learning B'siyata D'Shemaya, B'schus Chayo Chevet Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basia, Harav Henech Dov Ben Lipsha, Harav Yosef Ben Chana, Esther Tehila Bas Ariel Sephora, Matan Ben Sara, and Bas Sheva, Bas Sarachaya, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. And this is based on a letter written by Morena Rabbeinu, Mor Yisrael Vikdosho, Rebbe Mikloisenberg, Schus Yogin Aleinu, Bakol Yisrael, Amen. The Rebbe is just an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, and it's Tzadik Yisod Olam, and it's a schus to learn his Torah. And Baruch Hashem, we zochet to so many Svarim from him, Populim, Halacha, and the Parsha, Musar and Chassidus, letters, whole series of Svarim of his letters, Michtavei Torah. That's where this year is being based on. This is in the Michtavei Torah, in the fourth volume, and Amud Yud Beis. This was written on the 17th of Adar Beis, in the year Tavshin Dalet Mem, 1984. Wow. Amazing. Achrei Drisha Shlomo Atov, Hidini Bim, Mudaki Vesifro, Sifro Yakar Yiani, Ubilchosi Olav Birchas Hanehenin, Uloi Sekara Ova Bimashir Isi Vesifro Bechelek Hagode, Shamad Lama Torah Mafliga Kokach Beshifron Shalom Yaldois, Ophelina Shipshutos Bidarena Yokul Arigish Leakubi Dem, Esame Yehudi. He says, what is I received your very precious Sefer, and I made a Birchas Hananin. I got a lot of Hana. Chob Gehata Sach Hanoi. From Dein Sefer, that's how you say it. I got a lot of Hana from your Sefer, and I saw in the Agada part, you discussed why the Torah was so effusive in its praise of the Mialdos that didn't kill the babies as per the command of Paro, like it was the hugest deal. And the question is, why is it such a big deal? All right, even women today wouldn't uproot the Jewish people. Paro said to them, you see, if it's a boy, kill him. And if it's a girl, give her life. And they didn't listen. Paro got upset. So what's the big deal? They're going to destroy the Jewish people? Pashut them. That's what this person spoke about in his Sefer. And he spoke about it very beautifully. Well, the daiti near a pashut, the kevin shayakoidim matan Torah v'yadum asherichu, pashis drachim od ala mechkrim hayalem din Yisrael odin ben Noach, uvesanhedrin b'ayd lo ifshtan ben Noach mitzuba al kiddush Hashem, uberambam melachim yedbeis de eno musar, v'kein kevin shay b'sakonis misa al bitul dav v'ara melech lo yu mitzuvim. So for me, it would appear pashut that since we're talking about before Matan Torah, and it's known what the post can discuss if they had a din of Jews or a din of Bnei Noach, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin has a shaila which wasn't resolved, if a Ben Noach is mitzvah kiddush Hashem or not, and the Rambam paskins that Bnei Noach are not mitzvah kiddush Hashem, and if so, since they were b'sakonas misa, if they were mevatel dvar melech, they weren't mitzvah, so they're not mitzvah kiddush Hashem. They don't have to give up their lives, and yet they did. They risked their lives anyway. They didn't have to. They could have listened to Paro al Pidin, but they didn't. Because לכן אמר לו ישם עליו נעים קודם שיצא לאוויר העולם, ומוסר להם סימנה כמפור בפרק כמה דסויטה. So we pass in Sanhedrin that a Ben Noach is killed if he kills a fetus. And the Maharshan, the Chibush Agedus, writes that that's why Paro said, Lamialdas Ivrias, why the Jewish midwives and not the Egyptian midwives? Because the Egyptian midwives are Husaral Shvichus Damin. Mashenke and the Jewish midwives are not. And therefore he says, Risim Alaf Naim, before it's Yatzel Avrelim, he gave him Simanim that we see in the Gemara and Sota to see whether it was a boy or a girl. But he told the Jewish women to do it because it's much more chamor for a guy to kill a fetus than for a Jew. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Beis Ha'itzer, Klal Aleph Os Aleph, says from this Marasha to Muchach that they're no longer B'Torah's B'nai Noach, because then what's the difference between the Albus, Ivrios, and the Mitzvios? So this is very good based on what we said, Ramanushach. If they have a Din Ben Noach and they're Mitzubala Ubrim, so they're not chayv to be Meiser Nefesh. Mitzad Ben Noach, there's no chayv Mesiris Nefesh. And yet they were still Meiser Nefesh. So that's amazing Mitzad if they were Ben Noach. And if they had a Din Yisrael, so Ein Musar Malo Ubrim, Mitzad Yisrael, they could kill the Ubrim. So they had a tzad, Sai Mitzad B'nai Noach, Sai Mitzad Yisrael, that they were allowed to kill the Ubar. Mitzad B'nai Noach is an Amatzul HaKadosh Mitzad Yisrael because they're just Ubrim. So it's not Chama like for B'nai Noach. And not, there's no Chi of Misa like for B'nai Noach. So let them kill the Ubar, and yet they didn't. Behind Uribusayu, V'lo Shamuel Melech Mitzrayim. They didn't listen to the king of Egypt. Hagam Shedvar Melech Shiltoin. Even though Dvar Melech Shilton, that what the king says is rule, he's the ruler, and when they're over on his Zera, he's going to kill them. He's the Melech. And they gave life to the children, meaning that even though they were only Ubrim, and Memanav Shach, they weren't Chayiv to be Meiser Nefesh, they still were Mechayiv the Yeladim. They gave them life. In other words, beforehand, they didn't have life. They were just Ubrim. But now, by birthing them, they gave them a lot more life. And they weren't chayv to be Moser Nefesh. They were Moser Nefesh anyway. So how awesome were they? Super awesome. So the Rebbe was a Zag Gain. He's a kasha like this. Zag Dazoy. Ah! Everything is gevaldik. V'samachti, says the Heilige Rebbe, Shematzasi Beitz Chaim. Remember Rab Chaim Abu Lafia in Parsha Shmos, who says similar to what we said. And it's also brought in the Sefer Rosh David in Parsha Sva'eru. Shuv Nizkarti, Shaparsha Strochim, the Derech HaAsorim, Drush Beis. Mishnah Lamelech, it's a Sefer Parsha Strochim, Parsha Strochim, in Drush Beis. Oirer Bezev Chidesham, Da'av Sheben Noichenu Mitzra, Kiddush Hashem. Hainu davka vodazar v'gilei arayis. Mashen kein shvichu stomin. Demisvaru und mai chozis. See, he says a chiddush, that b'nei noach hanat musar al kiddush Hashem, is davka avodazar adol gilei arayis. When it comes to avodazar and gilei arayis, b'nei noach anan mitzuvim al kiddush Hashem. When it comes to shvichu stomin, they are. It's my chazis, who says your blood is redder, maybe the other person's blood is redder. And this is das hat gebrängt in der Minchas Chinuch in Reish Tzadivav. And he's done the Gabe Ubrim that since be Israel Pater, we see that an Uber is not a Nefesh. Since by Israel it's Pater, we see that it doesn't have the status of a Nefesh. Uber ben Noach chayv migzeiras hakosuv. But by B'nai Noach, it's Xeris HaKosuf. And not Migedr Shvichus Damim. How can it be Migedr Shvichus Damim if a Jew is not Chayev Misa for killing an Ubar? So it must not be Shvichus Damim. It's a Xeris HaKosuf by Ben Noach. And therefore it's not Shaykh Maichazis. So according to the Parashas Drachim, they had to be Moser Nefesh because we're dealing here with Shvichus Damim. But according to the Minchas Chinuch, he says, no, they didn't. Because killing an Uber is not mamish shvichus damim. So they didn't have to be masir nefesh. For lulei divreihem, if not for the words of these two great titans, the Parshas Terachim, the Minchas Chinuch, Hanir Alaneus Daiti Oid, the Afim Zemigedel Shvichus Domim, Soif Soif Ochazinon, to be Yisrael Potu, Ube Ben Noach, it's the Ribui de Kro, Veal Kochach, Sheinuk Odom Godol, Vim Kain, Loi Shayich Loimar, Le Godol, My Chosis, the Damadidach Sumak Tve, Mena Ubol, Ube Fratchi Shloimar, Vesach Lamed Yoim, Even if it's Megedu Shvichus Damim, sof we see that Yisrael is Pater, and by Ben Noach we need a Chiddush in the Pasuk, that Ben Noach is Musar, Ben Noach is Chayiv. So it must be that a fetus is not like a regular person. And if so, you can't say to a Gadol, my Chazis, vis-a-vis an Uber, who says your blood is redder? No, your blood is Taka redder. Because you need a special chiddush that you're not allowed to kill an Uber. You don't need a special chiddush, you're not allowed to kill a regular person. You're not allowed to kill a regular person. But an Uber isn't pashut that you're not allowed to kill. So in the mail, an Uber is on a lower level. There's no svar of my chazis. There's no svar of my chazis. So in the mail, they were allowed to kill the Uber. And they didn't. And that was their great mesiras nefesh. And certainly within the first 30 days, shlo yatza mechshash nefil. And it's even better because now it still has a chash nefil, that it's a stillborn within the first 30 days. And the parashas drachim is marich, if one is permitted to be machmer and himself to be moiser nefesh even when not necessary, ayin sham barichus, he brings from Avram Avinu. So the parashas we can say that Avram Avinu was moiser nefesh l'man kvod shmo yisbarach, even though he wasn't permitted. Could be that Avram Avinu wasn't permitted. He was willing to go into the oven for in order not to be Avodah Zarah. So the Rebbe Zatzal is Marich Kama Pe'amim. She'ein Arabusa B'Mesilus Nefesh El She'yimsor Nafshoi. In other words, the big chiddush of Mesirus Nefesh is not that you should be She'ein Arabusa B'Mesirus Haguf El She'yimsor Nafshoi. The chiddush is not that you're giving your body. You know what a bigger chiddush is? To give your soul. Gam chelek hanefesh v'elam habeshelo for Hashem. V'yadua ken mitzadikim. This is well known in the final drash of the Yismach Moshe, that he's willing to be burned and that his ashes should be spread over the seven seas, and he'll never know that Mashiach came. But the Iker is Yiskadov Yiskada Shmei Rabba. Yiskadov Yiskada Shmei Rabba. He says, I'm willing. I shouldn't have a proper kvura. And my body will just be burned. I'll never know from Mashiach. But the most important thing is that God's name should be great. So if this will bring a Kiddush Hashem, to be Nisufa Kiddush Hashem, happy to do it. And that's the Inyan of Averu Lishma. The moment a person is thinking about Olam Haba, it's already not called an Avera Lishma. Ayin b'psachim d'avchas amrbeis tostos dibur amaschil sheyizke, and you'll understand. So that's the Chiddush of Avram. Maybe Avram Avinu wasn't allowed to, but for Kiddush Hashem he did it anyway. He was Moser Nefesh because he said, forget about my Olam Haba, I want God's name to be sanctified. So that's a Groisa Madrege. A very, very high level. That Avraham Avinu reached, and that the Tzaddikim reached. Nazir daf chav gimel amud beis, Amar of Nachman, Bar Yitzchak, G'day la avera lishma mi mitzvah shaloi lishma. Greater is an avera lishma than a mitzvah that's done shaloi lishma. Ini is that so. Or of Yudam Arav, Amar of Yudam Arav, La'olam yasek adam b'toyro v'mitzvus afilu shelo lishma shemitoch shelo lishma b'lishma. So how can you tell me that avera lishma is greater than a mitzvah shelo lishma when you're supposed to do mitzvah shelo lishma because they bring it to lishma? So So then the Gemara says, Elayim ki mitzvah shelo lishma. It's on the same level as a mitzvah shelo lishma. That's the Gemara's teretz. Ayin shem b'divrei Gemara, nazir, daf chof yimol amid beis, so to an hari is daf yud. The Rif in Ein Yankov says that the kasha needs an understanding, it needs an explanation. Because even though a mitzvah shelo lishma is good, maybe alavera shelishma is greater. What's the Gemara's kasha b'chla? Gemara is assuming that just because that because if you could do a mitzvah shelo lishma, because it brings you to lishma, memela, that's greater than an avera shelo lishma. And the question therefore is, who says? Maybe an avera shelo lishma is greater. A mitzvah shelo lishma is good, and an avera shelo lishma is greater. What is the old song? Olam haba is a good tzach. Learning Torah is the best tzach. So maybe an a mitzvah shelo lishma is a good tzach, but an avera lishma is a better tzach. If it's really an Avera, how can you call it Lishma? Lishma means for God. You're doing something God said not to do for God? And then if you're going to say it or no, it's L'shem Shemayim. And therefore there's no Avera. Okay, there's no Avera, then why are you calling it an Avera Lishma? B'chal not an Avera. And if it's an Avera, then how can you say it as a Geder Lishma? God doesn't want you to do the Avera. So which one is it? So based on what we said, Muzbar Ktsas is a little bit of an explanation. There's an Avera, but since in the end there's going to be Kavod Shemayim, the person's willing to give up his soul and do an Avera Lishma. So you're right, there's an Avera. Right now it's a Maisa Avera, but in the end it's going to bring the Kavod Shemayim, so the person's willing to do it. So that's Pshat Avera Lishma. And it's well known what the Chokrim, when he says Chokrim, he doesn't mean professors from the University of Tel Aviv. He means our Chokrim. What's the Ikar? Intention or action? So he explains, the Yismach Moshe explains that the machshava of Yitzchak, when he gave the brachas, was the Yankov should get Olam Haba. And that's why he wanted Esav to get Olam Hazeh. But in the end, Yaakov got Olam Hazeh. And Yaakov took the Bechora from Reuven and gave it to Yosef. It was considered the Bechor the machshava. Because he came from Rachel. So in thought, he's really the Bechor. In intention, he's the Bechor. But in Maisa, Reuven's the Bechor. That's what it means. Bikesh Yaakov, Leshev B'Shalva. He wanted to sit in serenity. That's Lina Basar Maisa. In other words, there it says at the end of the Maimer, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva, Miad Kofetz Alav Rog Zoshul Yosef, it says at the end, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Adayin L'Tzadikin, Mashim Esukin Lam L'Olam Haba, El Hashem Mevakshim Leshev B'Shalva, B'Olam Hazeh. Tzadikim, it's not enough that they get Olam Haba, they also want to sit in serenity in this world. So, explains the Yismach Moshe, the Heilige Heilige Yismach Moshe, but Moshe titled Bam Zitzel that the machshava of Yitzchak when he gave his bracha was that Yaakov again should get Olam Haba. But in the end, he got Olam Hazeh. So if the Maisa is Iker, then he gets Olam Hazeh, because in the Maisa he got the bracha. So therefore he gets Olam Hazeh. Now Yaakov took the Bechorah from Reuven and gave it to Yosef, even though you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to Kisetze 21:16. You're not allowed to give the non-Bechor the Bechorah. So what right did he have to give it to Yosef? Because Yosef, we see in the Zohar HaKadosh, is Bechor LaMachshava. So he says, no, I'm following Machshava. In the world of Machshava, Pi Kabbalah, Yosef is the Bechor. And therefore, I'm allowed to give the Bechorah to Yosef. Oh! You're allowed to give the Bechorah to Yosef. Leidayin letzadikim. It's not enough for the tzadikim that they get Olam Haba. They even want Olam Hazeh. In other words, you think that Maisa is Iker, because that's why you're getting Olam Hazeh, because in the Maisa, you got the Bracha, and therefore you deserve Olam Hazeh. So, Miat Kafetz Olav Rogzo Shel Yosef. So what right do you have to give Yosef the Bechora then? Yosef is only Bechor B'machshav and not B'maisa. And the Mela, you're going to have to deal with the Sarah of Yosef. Because you think, you said you want to go after Maisa. So what right did you have to give the Bechor to Yosef? It was only Bechor in the world of Machshava. Anyway, so that's the interesting Machlokas discussion of whether we follow Maisa or Machshava. So we can say as follows, that on the Havamina, the Gemara understood that we follow Kavana. And Torah and Mitzvahs without Lishma is nothing. But in Aver Lishma, Kavan is good. Kavan is only for Hashem. And therefore, Gedai L'Aver Lishma Mi Mitzvah Shalai Lishma. And then the Gemara asks, no, L'Olam Yasek Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvah Safilu Shalai Lishma. In other words, even Shalai Lishma is Chashev. You see, Shalai Lishma is also good. So how do you know Aver Lishma is better? And the Havamina, before the Gemara started, Gemara thought that L'Olam Lishma is a klum. And Memei L'Mitzvah Lishma is better. And then the Gemara says, and since Shalal Lishma is klum, and Aver Lishma is better, and the Gemara says, no, you see that a mitzvah Shalal Lishma is also good. So maybe it's on the level of an Aver Lishma. Vayen ke'ein zeb, magen gibayrim. So the Gemara's kasha is, who says an Aver Lishma is greater? Now that you see there's a maila to a mitzvah Shalal Lishma, maybe that's greater than the Aver Lishma. So the Maskanas HaGemara, it's on the same level. And Avera Lishma is on the same level as the Mitzvah Shalal Lishma. So we can say B'tam HaDavar, that the Gemara equates the two. It's based on what it says in the Heilig Anoyim Elimelech, in Parashas Vayishlach, in the name of the Poskim. The reason you don't make a bracha on Bia, why don't you make a bracha on Bia? That'd be terrific. Make a bracha before you eat, you make a bracha. For a person has Maisa Bia, you should make a bracha. And the answer is because it's impossible to do this Maisa without a mixture of a Yetzihara. The Yetzihara gets in there somehow, no matter how hard a person tries that it shouldn't. So that's the Gemara's Kasha by Ya'el. By Ya'el it says, V'akamis Hanya me'avere. She's Nana from the Avera. And since that's true, it's not an Avera Lishma. It's not without Pnias. There's a Pnia here. Because she was Nanes. And the Gemara's Teretz says, no, Tovas and Sharashan, Rayetz al Tzadikim. This is really bad for Yael. The Tova of Sisera was bad for Yael. And Memela, the beginning of the Maisa, she had no intention to get any Hana. And in the end, Albashe Yitzra, what can she do? You know, she's with this man. She's a woman. She's attracted to men. So she enjoyed. But that's like we see in Ksubis, Nan Aleph Amid Beis, V'tchilasa ba'aynis b'sofa v'ratzen. This is called a case of beginning of onus and sofa v'ratzen. It's not her fault. But she started off with good intentions. And therefore she's beseder. That's how she was allowed to be with him. So we can say that since betchila haya avera lishma, the gadol mitzvah shalal lishma, imkei nasa maisa zem mitzvah, shuv lebesof, avshin esarif pnei aloi garak oponim mitzvah shalal lishma. So you could say gevaldik, that at the beginning it was an avera lishma. Which at least in the Havamin of the Gemara, is gadol mi mitzvah shalal lishma. then at the end, even though there was a pnia, so now it went down a level, but it's still on the madrega of a mitzvah shelo lishma. And that's pshat in the Gemara, that it's kemitzvah shelo lishma. So that's the mahalach of the Gemara over there. The Gemara says, avera lishma is greater than a mitzvah shelo lishma. Yehuda Marav says, is that true? Didn't the Gemara says, is that true? Didn't Rav Yehuda Marav say, yish mizecho b'torah mitzvah filu shelo lishma, shvetoch shelo lishma ba lishma? How can you say an avera lishma is greater? You see that shelo lishma also has a mitzvah, shelo lishma also has chashivas. The Gemara says, eima kimitzvah shelo lishma. And what's the kimitzvah shelo lishma? That we learn from Yael. The Gemara learns that from Yael. And the Gemara asks, Aishi's nenes? And the answer is no, but tovasin sharishayim ein el ra tzit tzadikin. In other words, really the Avera shelo lishma, avera lishma, is greater than a mitzvah shelo lishma. But by Yael, it was on the same level as a mitzvah shelo lishma. Originally it was on a higher level, but by Yael it was on the level of mitzvah shelo lishma. Why? Because since it was an avera lishma, it was greater than mitzvah shelo lishma. So she started out that everything was great. And then in the end, she had hana from the avera. She had a pnia. She had some element of hana. So she started off, she was fine. Because what the Rishayim enjoy is bad for the tzaddikim. So originally it was pure. And now in the end she had hana, so it was demoted one level. It was demoted from the level in avera shelo lishma, an avera lishma, to the level of a mitzvah shelo lishma. So now this says, so that's what the Gemara says, they're equated. An avera lishma is on the level of a mitzvah shelo lishma. Yael started at avera lishma on a higher level. But in the end, she had hana, but since she started out pure, she was allowed to start. And then in the end, there was a little bit of hana, so it was degraded one level to being a mitzvah, on the level of a mitzvah shelo lishma, and that's why we equate the avera lishma and the mitzvah shelo lishma. However, let's say there's no hana at all. Let's say there's no hana at all. There, the Gemara would say that an avera lishma is greater. Even the maskanas ha-gemara, that's mamish a beautiful chiddush in the Gemara, that an avera lishma, the maskanah is greater than a mitzvah shelo lishma if it's without pnios. And that's what, when the Gemara says that an avera lishma is equal to a mitzvah shelo lishma, it's talking about with the pnios. Vulayod, Kevin de Razal, Amru, Shagada mitzvah shelo lishma, can you? Yodea kvar shelo yeh yoresh kehenem akach. Yisarev sik psu b'machshav to lekabal schar. Vaze amru kein halacha bein darshin kach. Davei kemitzu shelo lishma. Umemele yase b'kavana rutsuya. V'yeh yoyse yomi mitzu shelo lishma. Since Chazal say that an aver is lishma, it's getting with shelo lishma. So the person knows that he's not getting Gehenim for the Avera. And they're going to be thinking about Kabbalah Schar. And that's why the Gemara says, like a halacha vein darshin kein, that it's like a mitzvah shelo lishma. And therefore you should do it with kavana ritsuya. Make sure to have pure kavana, and then it'll be greater than a mitzvah shelo lishma. Because the moment you find out that it's an avera lishma, everything is perfect, then he's going to think, oh, I'm getting olam haba. So you should think to yourself, no, it's only like a mitzvah shelo lishma. It's only like a mitzvah shelo lishma. So I want to make this a better mitzvah. I want to improve it. So I'm going to have pure kavana. And then it's going to be greater than a mitzvah shelo lishma. So we can say that this inyan is shaykh dafke etzel b'nei Yisrael. Shebach rabbanu mikolam yivinasalanu as tarasa. He gave the Torah to us. Bezin kabi yochel davrim in a Torah b'shev al taisa. But the Torah kabi yochel is given over to Klal Yisrael, to the Chachamim. So a Jew can do an Avera Lishma. But who says that a Gentile has the right to do an Avera Lishma? And therefore, HaRabusa B'yayser Eitzel HaMiyaldeis Sh'av Shalei Abor Lehem Din Yisraelem Yimashem Lasis Avera Lishma. So these Miyaldos, it wasn't clear where they had Din Yisrael. They had Din Yisrael, they're allowed to do an Avera Lishma. If not, nevertheless, meaning what would be the Avera Lishma? The Avera Lishma would be the Mesiris Nefesh. The Avera Lishma is the Mesiris Nefesh. And it's not clear that they're allowed to do this Avera Lishma. Meaning maybe it was better for them to just to kill the babies and save their own lives. They have to save their own lives. And don't do any Averas Lishma because you're an Arab and Noach. It doesn't count. Or it doesn't matter. They're a Mafka, they're Olam Haba, Laman Atzelus Yisrael. Like is well known from the Rabbi Kaddish Mimejibush, and one said that it's kedai for him to lose his chelik in Olam Haba, do good to a Jewish person. I wanted to be Malamit Tzchus on a certain well-known Jewish personality who used to play music and was publicly not careful about certain strictures that govern relationships between men and women. So maybe he even once said this himself. Maybe I heard it in his name that he said he knows that it's Asur, but he's willing to go to Gehenna to be Makari of Jews. So obviously I'm not telling anyone to do it. It should be a limud zchus for him and Shemayim. And maybe they learned, the Mialdus learned from Levi, because Levi was also Meister Nefesh, to be Mochan Meister Dina, even though he was Bisakana, because maybe the Yoshe Aretz would come and kill him. So he wasn't allowed to do that and endanger his life. So that's why Levi was Zorcha, Shabana Bachra of Masr Nafshim Lakani Kinnis Hashem B'maisa Eagle. Because he also was Masr Nefesh. And they were Miskadesh La'avoda, Mischusha Masr Nafshim, they were Kadesh Hashem. And it was Moshe and Ephesh is called a Kadosh. And Yaakov was angry at the Shimon and Levi. The Shitaso, because he goes after the Maisa. We saw before from the Yismach Moshe. The Yaakov followed Maisa. He got the bracha. He got the bracha in Olam Hazeh. The Maisa. And that's why he wanted to sit B'Shalva, because he got the bracha of Olam Hazeh. So he holds the Maisa is the Iker, and therefore you can't do an Avera Lishma. And he shouldn't have been Moser Nefesh, but they went B'shitas Avraham Avinu, who was Moser Nefesh in Rokazdim, even though he wasn't necessarily allowed to be, because a guy is a Mitzvah Mesiris Nefesh, but he did it anyway. Man Shemo Yisbarach. And that's maybe what it says in the Pasuk, Ve'yavah Lir Betach, Rashi brings, they were B'tucha Mayo Kochel Shel Zaken, which the Kliyakos is Avraham Avinu. They learned from Avraham Avinu to be Moser Nefesh. And they went the Shitasam. In other words, Shimon and Levi, the Shitasam, the Pekal Basar Machshava, that you're going to do this Avera Lishma. Even though it's an Avera, but you're still following the Machshava, so you're willing to do the Avera Lishma. And therefore they killed the Anshe Shechem. And for Farshim asked, the Rambam is foreign to the Chizkuni. The Anshe Shechem already circumcised themselves. The answer is, in the world of Machshava they didn't, they were still Arelei Lev. So that's why Shimon and Levi went after the Machshava. They were Moser Nefesh Lishma, even though they weren't supposed to, and they killed them because they were Still a Rele Lev, they followed Machshava. And maybe we can say that Yaakov said to them, Achartim osi v'nishmarati ani ubeisi. So you can do an Aver L'shmo all you want. You can be mafkir yourselves all you want. We have no rishis to be mafkir at the life of others. And with this we can understand what it says in the Medrash Rabbah that Avraham Avinu was saved from the Kishon Eish because of for Yaakov Avinu, Shvil Yaakov. Parshas Terachim there writes, for himself he wouldn't have been saved because he did Shelo Kedin, he wasn't supposed to be Motzer Nafsha. But he was saved for Yaakov. So based on what we said, we can explain that he was saved because of Yaakov. That from Yaakov you learn that you're for your own life you're allowed to give l'man shemo yizbarach, not others. Yaakov's taina was, chartem osvi b'yosh v'eretz v'nishmarati abeis, they were going to destroy all of us. What do you mafkir the life of others? So for yourself you're allowed to do it, just not for others, not on others' account. So, and it says in the Medrash that Avraham Avinu was saved because of Yaakov, meaning Yaakov's taina that enachinami. You're allowed to be Moser Nafsho, even if it's against halacha, but only your own nefesh, not others. So, and that's what Shimon, that's what Avraham Avinu did. He was Moser his own nefesh. So, because of that taina, Avraham Avinu was saved. Al kopanim, gama miyaldois halchu bikvos avoisam, and they were Moser nefesh, even though they weren't permitted, and they did an avera lishma, and therefore they got batim of kohen and levia. Aaron HaKain also to the Egel. Which was Yehareg Val Yavor, but he wanted to save the Jewish people. Like Chazal say, Mutav Shitlas Rechon Bivalo Behem. So Aaron said, I'll make the Egel, let me be punished, not them. Okay, the Rebbe goes on a little bit more, and he concludes the letter. Kasafti bihichaz bihichapzi, l'kavod ha'Torah v'lengdeh, l'shma, v'mitzap l'haramas keren ha'Torah v'Yisrael, v'nechamas tzion v'Yerushalayim v'mehera v'yameinu amein, and he signs his holy name. And this was so awesome that Amir Tashem, we will, please God, continue. And we will see more and more Niflaus Mitoretz Hashem. And you see how the Rebbe was Mamish and Mayan Amizgaber and Chidushim. Divrei Halacha V'Agada, this was a mixture of the two. So hopefully we'll see a lot more, because this was amazing. Rebbe's Torah is always amazing. And the Chuvos we've learned together. Also, the Divrei Yatsiv is just halfway fulfilled. So, Baruch Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned for more. Shalom, shalom.